Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today I like to talk a little bit about the swim patterns of sharks in the vicinity of humans. We all pictured this before. What happens if a shark shows up when we're out there swimming, snorkeling, freediving? What to do, what not to do, how to withdraw, what is a shark's intention? So there's a lot of questions right there. But very important is to look at the swim pattern, and it will give you some answers. Since there are quite a few patterns, I'll make it two shows out of it. So today we just get started with the background and we finish it on the second show. First, we have to understand why these patterns are actually important and how they can help to feel more comfortable in a situation with a shark. Mind you, the more you know when you get into a situation with a shark, the more relaxed you are and the more you can predict the outcome. Fear comes from not knowing what to look for, not being in control, having no idea how something will eventually develop into in the next few minutes. So the swim patterns are an important tool to exactly understand that. What is going to happen? Why does a shark or how does a shark approach and what does it mean? Well, a shark can approach in several ways. It can make big circles around us, come straight at us, or swims in from the back. Whatever pattern it chooses, it has a meaning or a reason behind. And it's also important if the shark approaches us in our visual range, meaning we see it coming or not, meaning it moves in from behind. Here, of course, body orientation plays an important role. Let's look first at the fact that the shark seems to understand in what direction we look or understand the direction of our bodies. We wrote a pretty important scientific paper that was published in Animal Cognition entitled "Are Caribbean Reef Sharks, Cacuranus Parisii, Able to Perceive Human Body Orientation?" If you'd like to read this paper, drop me a note through LTS and I'll gonna send it to you. You may think that it should be easy to answer how a shark understands our viewing direction by just looking where our eyes are, right? But they sometimes approach from 20 or even 30 meters out, which is too far to see the position of our eyes. So we don't know how to do it, but we showed that they actually are capable of. Well, you can say, maybe it's because they understand the way we move. Well, granted, that would be a possibility, but they even know it if we do not move. Nevertheless, the eyes seem to play a role, mainly in short distance to a shark, and we've seen it very often. If you start looking at the shark looks back, there seems to be a link, something is going on, but the most important thing is a shark most likely will then not come closer. We don't really have an answer yet how a shark understands our body orientation, because granted, sharks and humans did not share their evolution, so they were never in close contact for an extended period of time. So this would have been needed for a shark to understand how our body orientation can be detected. So at this point, I can't give you a satisfying answer how to do it. But it seems that the eyes indeed do play a role. But sometimes we think it's not the eyes, because if you hover at the surface and you have your head above water, the shark still understands where the front and back is. So what is the history behind all these patterns? I started it in around 1990, where I began videotaping every shark approaching me or other people and try to see some common patterns. And that actually was quite obvious. So each pattern has to have a beginning, what we call an entry point, and an end, what we call the exit point. That way, I could predict how the shark would come close or closer and where it would go. Did the pattern that I assumed change while the shark was performing in, I knew that a new factor came into play, forcing the shark to adapt. For example, another shark moved in, another diver approached, and so on. In the following, I try to describe these patterns in a general way, But I'd like to encourage you to read up on in my books or on LTS. You get much more details for any of these swim patterns. What you always have to remember, whenever you're out there and the shark shows up, stop moving, remain a stationary target for the shark. That way, the shark does not have to focus on a moving target. It makes it much easier to understand its pattern and likely its intention. By moving around, it's very hard for a shark to really get a clear idea about our position or the pattern it swims. So again, don't do anything. Go in a vertical position. It's always the best position. We will get into that later on. And pivot around your body axis and follow, quote unquote, follow the shark that way. The simplest and most common swim pattern is called the passing. As passing says, the shark swims by in a rather straight manner. Most of the time, its distance is at least to body length, most of the time more in the beginning, which of course during an encounter can get smaller over time. It is very often that a shark keeps swimming the same pattern. We will call it, it's called the cognitive mapping, but will eventually come closer and closer because the shark starts to relax. Cognitive mapping basically describes that the shark chooses a swim pattern close to a person or persons where it does not feel threatened and will then repeat the same pattern to get further information. However, should a person now position himself right in the swim path and the shark comes back, it will then immediately change its pattern. So, as I just mentioned before, whenever a shark shows up, do not move. Try to stay at one spot, and you will see if when the shark swims off and comes back, he most likely will do the same swim pattern. There is much more to say about passing, but again, check the respective chapters in my books to get you a detailed idea. Overall, passing most likely is meant for a shark to get a first idea what we are by just passing us, which of course a shark has to also keep its escape routes in mind. So this is a first approach with the most escape routes possible. When a shark passes us, he comes to a point what's called a turning point. Turning point is naturally behind us or past us. So if a shark keeps going, well, then it's a passing. But should the shark now at the turning point actually turn around, we call it a lateral approach, which is a modified passing. A lateral approach, compared to a passing, has one advantage. It increases contact time because the shark swims back right to the entry point. Getting closer is very often connected to a lateral approach, meaning the outgoing leg is closer to you than the incoming leg. So it is likely that a shark starts to use additional sensory organs. And one thing seems clear, that once a shark is as close as to body length, it will use another sensory organ called the lateral line system, which is used to detect water pressure that come from other sharks or other animals, or the shark actually uses it to detect its own echo on water pressure. But this is an assumption which still needs more work. But important thing is, a shark is able from that distance to detect any water pressure that gets sent out from you, let's say through a fin. The third and final modified passing is the go-around. The go-around starts exactly at the turning point as well, but in this case, the shark is not turning around and swims back to its entry point in front of you, but it does like a circle behind you and exit on the other side. But it can also be that the go-around is actually where a shark really starts to circle. If you ever feel threatened when a shark starts to circle, the most important thing you do is swim or move towards the shark and it will very likely withdraw or at least put more distance in between you and itself. Should there be several sharks that circle around you, always use the one that is closest. Go around offers the most contact time of any swim pattern, and it's likely that the shark can use even more sensory organs in order to try to get a better idea of what you are. Here as well, if you don't feel threatened, go into a vertical position, pivot around your body axis, and keep the sharks in eyesight, mainly the one that is closest. Although it has been mentioned many times in the past, circling is not an indication or prelude for a bite to follow. People said, well, then the shark came closer before it started to bite. Well, that the shark comes closer, I agree, is because the shark starts to relax, gets more curious, gets more courageous. But for one thing, it does not do. Getting closer never ever ends in a bite. That's pure fantasy. So I think we cover quite a bit here, and the remaining swim patterns or approach pattern will be discussed in the next episode of Let's Talk Shark. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of LTS. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, identify its swim patterns, and enjoy the moment. But as always, remember, it is a privilege.